This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving in the unclean loss of those unwanted pain. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyle is your medicine. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. Your choices that you make every single day. Okay, the food you eat, the water you drink, the sleep that you get, the rest you get, the exercise you get, the activity you get or don't get, sitting in the chair or deciding to take a walk, standing a little bit at your desk, or deciding to sit all day. Those are your choices. And I'll tell you this, no one, which is the great part about it, no one can take responsibility for your health but you. You have to be the one every single day that steps up and say, you know what? I'm going to eat this and not that. I'm going to exercise 15 minutes rather than sleeping in. I'm going to take the stairs, the elevator. I'm going to stop circling the parking lot to find the one slot right by the front door. I mean, really? Do you see the people that do that, really? Versus just parking on the other side of the parking lot and maybe take an extra walk. Who cares if it's raining? Get an umbrella. I mean, make the choices. It comes down to the choices you're making every single day. Let's jump on the phones and go to Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
I'm calling about my sister who's struggling with chronic pericarditis. Looking for some answers. She's been to the doctor, been diagnosed, but it keeps reoccurring every 3 to 4 weeks.
Right. So when you're dealing with something like pericarditis, something that you really want to look at, and it's something that's fairly simple because it's an itis. Remember that, okay? So the origins of a lot of these conditions, although they have some specific areas you have to work on, they have a root condition. When you have an itis, and a pericarditis, of course, has to do with the heart. It's serious. And there's several things that need to happen around that. But one core, like, move you could make with her, and even as long as the doctors are working with her and you know, doing what they do, is look at what she's doing every single day, her eating habits. Because inflammation always starts in the digestive tract, always. It's not just random. Inflammation will happen if you get an injury or if the body thinks there is an injury. That can happen too. But you've always got to look at the inflammatory process, why it happens, why it's there, and what you can do about it. And many times, if you at least, it's not every time, it's not a correct all, but if you start with the eating, okay, as far as her eating habits, dietary habits, getting rid of a lot of the inflammatory-based foods like wheat products, dairy products, and yes, they do cause inflammation for a lot of people. And it's not forever, but at least for about 8 weeks. Cut that out for a period of time. See how her body responds. That's one of the first things. Now, am I saying that's going to get rid of pericarditis? I'm not saying that's a direct correlation. I'm just saying this. It's an itis. And anytime you have an itis, which means inflammation of whatever area, like arthritis means inflammation of the joint, then it's a good first move, first step in helping the body fight, helping the body figure out what's going on, and helping the body get back to where it needs to be. So pericarditis, there's several other factors that need to happen, and that's why your physician or her physician needs to work with her on this, because it's a big deal. She's got to be closely monitored. But the question is, what can you be doing at home? And what can she be doing on the day-to-day? And with pericarditis, it makes a big, big difference. Now, if they don't already have you on things like CoQ10, that's something important to look at. Also, berberine is really, really good. And don't forget high levels of omega-3 fatty acids, which will come from... My favorite is cod liver oil. You get some of the best absorption, in my opinion. It's high in natural occurring vitamin A and vitamin D, which helps the absorption of cod liver oil into the cells. So it's just, in my opinion, a better natural option in as far as supplementation to get omega-3s. Better way to go. But nonetheless, that can be helpful with pericarditis. Okay, and don't forget the B vitamins either. That's just kind of a given. But because only 1% of Americans actually eat vegetables, which is staggering to me, then sometimes the B vitamins are pretty important, because it's kind of like, B vitamins are kind of like the multivitamin for the heart. So it's one thing to look at for sure to make sure that she's getting everything that she needs. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Now, if you haven't found a local provider in your area that believes the same way we do, then check us out. Go to the website. Go to asarx.com. That's asarx.com. And you can find there providers in your area. We can help you find in your area that really follow our same principles. And also, if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, I encourage you to do that. Like, go to your favorite platform or just go to the website. We've got a whole sign-up section there. Go to the website. You can find it. Subscribe, doesn't matter if it's iHeart, iTunes, Google, whatever. We've got our platform, AsaRx Experience, is on every platform, and I encourage you to get it. It's out every single day, 5 days a week, and it's a condensed way to hear. We've got new content on there as well, but it's a great way to pick up tips that is on the show every day, but instead of a three-hour format, it's in a 36-minute format. So it's that bite size that you're probably looking for many times. Especially if you've got a short time in your drive to work or time with the kids, or you want to listen to it while you're jogging, which is a great thing. It's a great way to get that, to get the motivation that you need, to push everything with your health, to learn something new, and to be able to apply it. And so that's just a great, people have been raving about it. So go check out our website, go to asarx.com, click on podcast or show, you can find it on either page, and then go there and subscribe to it. Right. It's been doing great, and we just really want to have you have that piece in your pocket whenever you want it. On demand, just for you. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. So we've always heard that fat is bad, right? And I would argue that because now science is out that dietary fat, the fat we eat, is actually good for us. And, yes, that includes saturated fat. So there's an idea, and it's really become more than a theory, it's proven, that we need a blend of different kinds of fats in our diet. Matter of fact, if you just went just to the extreme and said, I'm only going to eat omega-3 fatty acids, right? Like, that's the only fat I'm going to eat, which is impossible because fat's in just about everything that we eat in different varieties. But you have to have about 20% of your diet, of your fat intake, okay? So if you had a whole 100% of your fat intake was 100%, then about 20% of that fat intake needs to be saturated fat, which we've been told what? Causes heart attacks, clogs the arteries. You've got to have the right kind of fat. So you want to do saturated fats. You want to do what we call monounsaturated fats. And you want to get your fatty acids, your omega-3, 6s, and 9s. Now, monounsaturated fats you get from, like, olive oil, you get from avocados, olives, of course, and those kind of fats will bring those, and they're good. Omega-3 fats you'll get mostly from fish, wild-caught, obviously, it's one of the best choices, and you need to get it from squash, but it's in a very, very small amount. Flaxseed oil is okay, people love that, but you only get about 15% absorption from flaxseed oil for the omega-3s, that's why it's not my favorite, but you want to get a good blend of fat. So fat is good for you, but you want to get it in the right ratios. That's why getting your fatty acid level checked on a regular basis is a huge key component to balancing everything out and really keeping on top of things for your health. We'll be right back.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. So glad you're with us. Check us out on the web. Go to AsaRx.com. That's AsaRx.com. I'm Asa with you here each and every day to coach you, push you, and get you to that next level. That's what we want to see. That's why we're here. That's why the show's taking the nation by storm, 300-plus cities, and growing every single day. That's why we do what we do, so we can make an impact in your health in your life. That's what we want to see more than anything. So talking about fat and how fat is actually good for you, when we thought for so long it's not good for you, it's really important to understand that getting enough fat in your daily routine, and depending on your body weight, you want to get in a certain amount. So for the average person, usually about 75 grams a day, depending on your body weight, is a good number of grams of fat. You're thinking, man, that's a lot. Not really. It's really not. And you have to have it. So fat's important for your skin, hair, and nails. Fat is important for your hormones. Fat's important for your cardiovascular health. Fat is important for your brain health, okay, your brain chemistry, for your brain to function the way that it needs to. It needs fats, okay? Fat's important for your immune system. Okay, fat's important for so many areas of your life, and that's why we need it. That's why when you get too low in fat, it becomes an issue. So I just want to encourage you to make sure to get a good balance and ratio of fats in your diet, along with your proteins and your carbohydrates. But I talk a lot about that in my book. Okay, and if you haven't checked out our book, we've also given my book away right now. So if you go to myfreehealthbook.com, giving it to you as a gift right now, during everything that our country is going through, you go to myfreehealthbook.com. And you can get your free copy. You just got to cover the shipping and handling. That's it. That's all I ask. I'll give you the book. You pay to get it there. No big deal. So scientists are discovering something about fat that I want to talk to you about in a minute. But first, I want to get on the phone and go to Fred. Hi, Fred.
Hi. I would like to know if a body has to have a certain amount of sugar. Are you supposed to have a certain amount of sugar in your diet? Or can a body live without having sugar in your diet, just basically being sugar-free, except for maybe what's in a fruit or something along them lines?
That's a great question. So there's a lot of talk right now and theory right now in the keto diet, okay, which is just a repackaging of the Atkins diet from the days old. None of these things are new. It's just marketing, okay? Like, there's nothing new under the sun with that. So when you talk about a keto diet, which removes all carbohydrates except for like maybe 50 grams tops, if that, and it puts your body into a state called ketosis where it runs on fat instead of sugar, then, you know, that's a whole different animal. But you never completely eliminate sugars. Like, sugars are in foods. Even proteins contain, like, a piece of chicken still has a certain amount, even if it's 1 gram or half a gram of sugar, still has it in there. So you're never going to completely get away from it. And any carbohydrate, okay, it doesn't matter from a vegetable to a fruit to a potato to a bean to a piece of bread, all grains. Any carbohydrate is a sugar. So it doesn't have to be like table sugar and candy to be considered sugar. If it's a carbohydrate, if it's in those categories I just mentioned to you, then it is a sugar. The body converts that to glucose and glycogen. Okay, which is sugar. And there's different types of sugar, like fruit has what's called fructose in it. And it does different things in the body than, say, glucose. Glucose is what is turned into, like a starch, will turn into glucose. Like you eat a potato, goes into the body, turns into glucose, and then, you know, your body puts it and stores it, either uses it for energy or stores it as what we call glycogen, and it'll store it in the muscle or it can be stored and converted into fat. The one, the carbs that we don't use, the sugars that we don't use, get converted into fat, and that's what everybody gets freaked out about and tries to avoid and all that. So sugar, when you say it like that, you're going to get it in your foods. And do I think you need to go sugar free? Well, no, because that means you're going vegetable free and you're going brown rice free and you're going sweet potato free and all of that. And I don't think that's good. I think the balance is the key for the body. That's why I'm not a huge fan of like keto and all that. It's people say all day long, oh, that's the best, the best, the best. But the body's designed for balance. I mean, if you want to do anything that's a little different in your, you know, I like the idea of intermittent fasting from a science standpoint than just about any of them. Now, in our, what we teach with the anti-inflammatory diet, and then of course in our clinical side of things, we teach that, you know, the balance. And so we've got a consistent eating program based on your goals. I mean, whatever your body needs. But we've got a consistent eating type system that works mainly on cutting out inflammation and getting the body to a point where it really functions at a better level. And it does include a partial day fast, which is what intermittent fasting is. You eat every day, but you just fast for a certain amount of hours. So it could be fast 16 hours and you eat in an 8-hour window. Some people modify it and do a 14-hour fast and eating in a 10-hour window. Like, there's different ways of doing that. But that is good. It's got health benefits, definitely, that we've learned that can play a big role. So I mean, for sure you can look in those kind of options. But to cut sugar out completely, I don't think it's wise. You've got too many things in the body that need it. And I don't care what they say. Yes, there is a process in the body, okay? If you don't have enough sugar, like when you're in ketosis, the body turns into what's called, it does a process called gluconeogenesis. And basically, which is interesting though, because you got to think, why did God set up in the body this thing called gluconeogenesis? What that is basically the body gets to a place where if it doesn't have sugar, it will take fat and convert it into sugar. So it has some sugar to use, basically. Or it can use glycogen, okay? So you got to ask yourself the question, okay? If the body runs on sugars, right? Let's just say that, for example. I mean, table sugar and all that is garbage. Like that, the body was never designed for that. You're never going to get good health on that approach. But if the body was designed to have sugars in it, and then there's a backup mechanism in case sugar's not available, that's the backup mechanism. That's not the primary mechanism. So if it's the backup mechanism, and again, God's always going to give us a plan B, but still, our primary mechanism is to run off of carbohydrate and sugar. Now, balance is always the key. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
He had no victories to boast of, and Russian President Vladimir Putin speaks at a V-Day parade in Russia, offered no clear pictures of what victory would look like. Instead, Putin tried to portray his invasion of Ukraine as having the same high moral purpose as the fight against Adolf Hitler 8 decades prior. He continued to falsely proclaim that his war is to stop Nazism, even though Ukraine has not acted aggressively against the Kremlin and its president Volodymyr Zelensky is Jewish and lost relatives in the Holocaust. The speech was emotional, yet empty of information. The jail official from Alabama accused of helping a murder suspect escape has died. Casey White, the murder suspect, and Vicky White, the jail official, were on the run for more than a week until they were spotted in Indiana. Vicky White, who had shot herself, was taken to the hospital where she died. Casey White had surrendered after a chase. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has tried to justify his invasion of Ukraine for nearly 3 months, but for the most part, no one is supporting it, as is the case Monday at one V-Day ceremony.
Russia's ambassador to Poland was bombarded with red paint on Monday as he arrived at a ceremony where Soviet soldiers who died during World War II are buried. Ambassador Sergei Andreev had red paint on his clothes and face as demonstrators who opposed Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine protested around him. Some carrying Ukrainian flags and not nice things to say. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A moving company says more people are moving to Houston, Texas. The details from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
According to the survey conducted by the Penske Rental Truck Company, Houston is ranked number one as the most popular city to move to. Las Vegas and Phoenix are the next two on the list. Charlotte and Denver round out the top five. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Also on the move, rats in New York City. Data suggesting that the sightings are more frequent than they have been in a decade. New Yorkers have called some 7,400 rat sightings to the city's 311 line. That's more than 1,000 calls over the same period last year and up more than 60% from 2019. Rats have long been a problem in New York City since the beginning. Leader after leader has struggled to find a way to control the rodents. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. So glad you're with us. Visit us online, AsaRx.com. That's AsaRx.com. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, you should. It's something you can take with you every single day, and it's on your favorite platforms. You go to a platform anywhere and look up AsaRx Experience, you are going to find us. And, of course, it's out every single day. Join us. You can subscribe. You'll get it. It's a great way. You're in the kitchen, middle of the day doing something. Hey, you can learn something. Get motivated. Get encouraged. If y'all want to take a walk and if you're in your car or if you're going to bed at night, whatever it is, it's a great time to be able to listen to it on your time when you want and how you want. That's the cool thing about it. Love how all this is going that direction so you can do a lot more things on your time, which will keep you more consistent, too, getting the information and the content that you need. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to that website, asarx.com. Now, talking about fat, and there's good fat and there's bad fat, right? Well, the only bad fat really is the fat that's around your waistline on your body. And there's two types of fat that actually sticks to our body if you will. We have fat cells, right? And they expand. That's what happens. It's not like you get typically get more fat cells. You've got fat cells, but they either expand or they contract. And when they expand, there's what's called white fat. And the white fat is the one that can be pretty tough on your system. I mean, that's the one that can cause a lot of the disease-related or health challenge-related obesity. But now what they found is that brown fat is actually a fat in the body that's on our body, but it actually helps to increase metabolic rate. So the brown fat is calorie burning. Okay? And so the goal has always been in the research, and they've done some of this at the University of Texas, is to figure out how to turn the white fat into the brown fat. Because if you have more of the brown fat, then you can burn more fat and increase your overall metabolic rate, which will help burn calories in the body. So studies have shown that when brown fat is switched on, like turned on, it increases metabolism and lowers blood sugar levels. So like it creates an anti-diabetes environment. Pretty amazing. But the study found that white fat can be turned into brown fat, but only after severe and prolonged adrenaline-releasing stress. So that can either come from extreme physical activity that athletes do, and that's why the constant physical activity and cardio sessions and long cardio and running and doing all this, that increases an adrenaline form of stress to the body. And the more you do that over and over again, the more it switches on the brown fat to burn off the white fat. This all the study that I'm talking about was in the journal Cell Metabolism. It's a medical journal. So the goal here, though, is they said the ultimate goal is the concept that the browning, they call it, of the white fat. If they can, the more we can create that, the more you're going to reduce overall body fat and the more you're going to increase metabolic rate, which means the body can sit there at rest and burn more calories or as many calories as it would if you were exercising. They said that's kind of the magic bullet that they're trying to figure out. The only thing is, unless you do just massive amounts of physical activity, then they have to get the body to think that it's, because the only other thing that can is non-physical related that would increase that level of adrenaline-type stress to the body would be if you got burned. So if you had whole-body burns, because that's, you know, the skin's your largest organ, but because you'd have whole-body burns, the body would be in a constant state of adrenaline stress to try to heal that. And that's the only thing they have found that is enough stress to the body continually to start browning that white fat. So obviously, that's not a good thing to for your body to be burned. So they're trying to figure out a way they can mimic that in what kind of environment. So that's the study that's going on for that. But fat, I guess my whole point is fat's not bad for you. Dietary fat's good for you. You don't want to carry a lot of the white fat. That's the dangerous kind of fat that you have to be careful with. And that's why reducing your overall body fat as much as possible is one of your number one goals and should be. And that'll increase overall health in every area. It can make a big difference. All right. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to Asa RX. You got to give us a call or go to asarx.com. Janet in Birmingham, Alabama said, I just tested positive for COVID. Now I'm scared and I don't know what to do. So let me give you a couple thoughts on that. Okay, so COVID-19 is obviously something that people are concerned about and should be. And if you get tested positive but you don't have any symptoms, what should you do? Well, I would always just follow the guidelines that they set for that, okay? Because you want to take care of yourself even if you don't have any symptoms. You want to be cautious with others. That's always a key. And you take the precautionary methods and, you know, wear the mask and you know, put yourself into a safe spot. So all of that. But, you know, again, if you were symptomatic or did have the symptoms, I know people get scared and there's a lot of talk about death and whatnot. But just be encouraged that, I mean, it's one of those things where your body has a really strong immune system, and some people are in a compromised immune state, and that's where it can be a challenge. But it's not just the COVID-19 that can do that. I mean, a really bad flu can do that. A pneumonia can do that. Any infection of any kind can be harmful to the body if you're in an immune compromised state. So it's one of those things where it's good that you got tested, and it's good that you know, for those around you and for yourself, to be able to take the right precautions. But just focus on keeping your immune system strong. I mean, that's what you can do. Take the precautions that we know have been set out in the guidelines around this kind of this crisis, and for yourself, to keep yourself healthy, protect others, but keep your internal environment strong. And those are things like eating the right kind of foods on a regular basis, drinking plenty of water, staying off of, you know, a lot of the sugary drinks, the processed sugars that you just know. I mean, it's not one of those things that you don't have a clue about. You know, staying off of sodas with high fructose corn syrup and processed fruit juices, and you know, I would steer clear of those kind of things. Drink plenty of water. Lemon water is fantastic. And eating multiple times a day, plenty of vegetables and fruits, and really building your immune system up. You know, there's supplements that are good for that. I mean, we've proven that things like vitamin C and zinc. Zinc has been shown with any viral infection to be extremely powerful. So zinc is another good one. And then, of course, you've got iodine. Most people don't talk about iodine, but nascent iodine, provided you're not allergic to anything like that, or shellfish, is really helpful. It builds the immune system. So look at those type of things to really strengthen your body. And that's the biggest key. The number one key in this is don't freak out. Don't panic. We've got enough information now through all of this that you can keep yourself in a good place. Your body can fight if you were to get some symptoms. You know, for the most part, I mean, we have cases. I mean, obviously, you see the numbers. There are people that are really struggling, and there are people that have died, and it's very sad. The greatest thing you can do for yourself, though, when you're in a situation like this, though, is stay strong mentally and do the best you can to protect you and yourself and others around you, and keep your immune system strong. Like, your choices matter. That's one of the biggest ones. That's what you have to focus on more than anything, is making good choices every single day for your health. Not just for a situation like this, but for anything. Whether it's high blood pressure, diabetes, whatever it might be, is making better choices. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. My name's Asa. Check us out, asarx.com. Let's go to Ed. Hi, Ed.
I've had three broken hips, and my last one was in September. So it's coming up to be almost a year. But I never got operated on this time. I don't know if I probably don't have enough bone or something to operate on. Basically, I'd like to know if there's some way I could exercise, because I can hardly walk. I got to use a walker. How the heck, and I'm an old guy, I'm 73. Is there any sense me even trying to do anything?
Yeah, I mean, one thing you can do, and this is important. I mean, I would go get it looked at, definitely, again, by your physician and have them take a look at it. But, I mean, at this point, you really want to do everything internally that you can to get the body to heal better. Now, there are some therapies like laser therapy that can be helpful. But right now, at this point, it's going to be what you're doing internally. The question is, why did this happen over and over? Right? So that's really the question you want to get answered and want to get solved. But the question is, what is going on with that? So if your bones are to a point where that can happen easily, then you've got a major nutritional issue going on in the body. And it's not just drink more milk. I mean, you've got a massive issue with bone stability and strength. And that can come from not doing weight-bearing exercise. It can come from not having the right nutrition, not having good calcium absorption, not having enough vitamin D over the years. Like, all that is extremely important. So you have to look at, in a way, you have to look at your overall eating strategy, because your lifestyle choices in a situation like this are going to be really important. So I would look at your vitamin D levels. If they haven't been checked, get those checked. Also, vitamin K is extremely important for the absorption rate of vitamin D3. So those two are going to go hand in hand. And then, you know, get with your doctors and make sure that there's no major issues because of those brakes that will keep you moving forward. Okay, that's where I would start, and then you can keep me posted. Send me an email or call back here on the show.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website, go to AsaRx.com. We're here for you each and every day to go to your next level with your health and with your life. It's all about reaching your potential. I want to see you become the best version of yourself. And that only comes with new choices. Now, the cool thing about that is that it doesn't matter about the choices you made yesterday or last week or a year from ago. It doesn't matter. Because the choices you're making right now, those are the ones that matter. We all mess up. We all make choices that we shouldn't. We always, I mean, the good thing is if you make decisions, that's just, I mean, I applaud you for that. Most people get in this place of can't make a decision for anything. You ever been around those people? It's like you got to make a decision and move. And then if it's the wrong one, you go make a new one. If it was the right one, then you made a great one and you keep moving through that one. So we want to help you make great decisions with your health. And the choices you make right now, that matters. And that's going to determine everything that you have in every area of your life. And health is, remember, strong mind, strong body, strong life. It goes in that order. Your mind's got to be strong, which will in turn give you make good choices to make your body strong. And if your body's strong, your mind's strong, you're going to have a great life. So on this show, we want to help you do that, all right? Now, I want to talk about diabetes for just a moment. Diabetes is probably one of, outside of cancer and, you know, heart disease, diabetes would be right there. So it's part of the big three, as I call it. They call it the big two. I call it the big three. But diabetes is I mean, it's massive and it's growing at scale in a big way. So there's seven must-dos you have to do. I want to talk about to kind of help with diabetes. Number one is really don't focus on per se diets. Okay, I want you to focus on more of the components of how you eat and creating an eating lifestyle. Okay, so with diabetes, you want to eat multiple times throughout the day. That's a given. All right, so every 2 to 3 hours, you should be having a meal. And you're saying, well, that's a lot. I hear people whine to me all the time. I can't eat all the time like that. That's just too hard. No, diabetes is hard. Okay, getting your leg amputated because of diabetes, that's hard. Taking insulin the rest of your life, that's hard. Okay, getting neuropathy where your hands hurt nonstop because of the nerve damage from the blood sugar, that is hard. Eating multiple times throughout the day, that's not hard. Like, stop wussing out and don't whine to me about any of that, okay? Because here's the thing about diabetes. Just realize this. You got yourself into it. Like, let's just be honest, okay? Let's cut to the chase. People don't like it when you say that. And I'm like, well, you know, no, it's because my grandma had it. My grandpa had it. No, it's because you did it to yourself. Type 1 is the only free pass you get because it's genetic and it's autoimmune. That's the only one I'll give you where I won't push on you. Type 2, 100%, you did it to yourself. It's proven. It's in the science. So no one can ever tell me different. We know that. It's completely lifestyle related. Not one type 2 person that has type 2 diabetes, if you say, do you eat amazing and exercise your whole life? They go, well, yeah. No, every one of them is like, well, no, I really ate horrible. Yeah, every one of them. They know. You know. And it's the number 3, roughly, largest global health challenge that we have. And in some countries, it's number 1. So I want you to say bye-bye to the thought of a diet and doing something short-term. It needs to be an eating lifestyle, okay? Now, number 2 is eating the right kind of fat. Fat is important. So for so long, you've been told that carbohydrates are the best. Don't eat fat. Go fat-free, right? And you do all these fat-free products, and then the fat-free products are loaded with sugar, which leads more toward diabetes. So you always want to eat fat. Minimum 0.3 times your body weight in grams of fat a day would be the bare minimum. Okay, so you're trying to figure out how many fat grams you need a day, and this is all kinds of fats. Everything from healthy fats like almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, olive oil, to even some saturated fat that you would get in meat or real butter or coconut oil. because you've got to have the saturated fat for the omega-3s and all that to work and to absorb. So make sure you're getting fat in your diet. Okay, that helps to balance and stabilize blood sugar. Proteins and fats stabilize blood sugar. Avoid, and I mean like the plague, I want you to avoid all fat-free foods. If it says fat-free, diabetic-friendly, I want you to avoid all those foods. Okay? Because they've got sugar alcohols, they've got which cause stomach issues, they've got all kinds of just junk in them. Now there's some organic ones and all, I get, they're okay. But for the most deal, I mean just avoid those. Now the other one is to keep your body to a point where it heals and you don't go anywhere near the diabetes complications, okay? Like anything to do with the eyes, you don't want nerve damage, foot ulcers, can lead to heart disease, vision loss, and the whole deal. So always focus on keeping low glycemic carbohydrates, okay? Those are the carbohydrates like fruits, vegetables, sweet potatoes, brown rice, those kind of carbohydrates along with lean quality protein and then a healthy fat like almonds or walnuts, cashews, something like that. If you eat all your meals like that, you're going to keep your blood sugars in check. And if you do that, it's virtually impossible to go toward all those complications. But you eat donuts and pizza and just all that junk all the time, yeah, you're going to head that direction, no doubt. Not even a question. Go ahead that direction. Find an activity. I don't care what it is. You've got to move. Have to move. Read my lips because you can see it on the radio here, right? You have to move. Like, that's not an option. 6 days a week, 15 minutes a day, you have to find something to do. If you can't move because of some kind of disability or whatever, find something you can move. Okay? Get an exercise thing that works your shoulders. It's like a treadmill. Very cool. Do something. Whatever you got to do. Keep track of all your medicine and supplements and stay on track with that. That's another good one. And know this, okay? This is like my final key. Know that you are the most important person in your whole medical team and your healthcare team. Like, we always highlight a doctor and think, oh, he or she's the best, she's the greatest, she healed me. No, you are the greatest member of your health team. Like, nobody's going to do any of this better for you than you. Like, you have to be the best member and leader of your team to move this thing down the road. Because all these people give you advice, but you have to get up every day and put in the work. You've got to exercise. You've got to eat right. You've got to sleep. You've got to avoid stress. Like, you have to put in the work. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Lyle Valentine, Derek Allen, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to ASA RX, the show that helps you reach your potential and become the best version of you.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA RX audio, visit us at asarx.com. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.